If Europe's debt crisis spreads, how will that affect different parts of the United States?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media, in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective on business and economics. Italy's president today vowed to speed up reforms in that country and make way for a new government not led by Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. The uncertainty there and in Greece and other European countries has rattled stock markets around the world. We'll talk about that in just a moment. And as Europe's economy continues to sour because of all of that, the blow to American trade isn't shared equally from coast to coast. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler explains.
Europe is an important trade partner for the U.S., but some regions are especially exposed. Alan Berube is with the Brookings Institution.
We export almost $300 billion worth of goods and $200 billion worth of services each year to Europe. So everybody would feel Europe turning down. It's just that some places, especially on the East Coast, will feel it more than others.
Especially cities connected to the auto or drug industries.
Just look at things like pharmaceutical jobs in Indianapolis. The pace of growth in those industries not really picked up recently, I think due in part to the softness that's going on in Europe.
On the other hand, Berube says places like Allentown, Pennsylvania, are bucking the trend because of strong demand from South America. Similarly, the West Coast is somewhat insulated from Europe because it does more trade with Asia. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Well, the central part of the European Union's deal to solve the debt crisis is a so-called haircut on Greek debt. That word, haircut, had me scratching my own head all week, so I asked Marketplace senior editor and whiteboard guru Patty Hirsch to enlighten me. So he dragged me on a field trip to better explain how a haircut really works. And guess where we wound up?
Welcome to Bolt Barbers, gentlemen. My name is Mohawk Matt, and I'll be your tonsorial specialist today.
Tonsor? Nice to meet you, Matt. Hey, this is a comfy chair.
Hey, Steve, I know we're talking about bonds, but try to stay focused here.
All right, sorry.
So, a haircut. That sounds pretty painless, right?
Sure, I need one myself, actually, Patty. I'm glad you sent us here.
All right, Matt, if I asked you to give Steve a 50% haircut, what would you take that to mean?
I'd say you wanted me to cut off half his hair.
Whoa! That's okay, I guess. It'll grow back.
Yeah, your hair may grow back, but if you're a German bank getting a haircut on Greek debt, there's no growing back. That hair is gone.
That hair is gone for good?
For good. Look, let me illustrate. Give me $100.
Right now? Here?
Come on, you know. Lend it to me. You know I'm good for it.
Okay, here you go.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, what? Uh-oh.
Mate, I've run out of cash. I can only pay you 50 back.
What do you mean? You owe me $100?
Yeah, but I can only pay you 50 back.
What about next week?
No, never. You just took a 50% haircut, my friend.
Ouch! That's a 50% haircut?
Yes. So imagine how all the banks that lent Greece about $280 billion are feeling right now.
I would say $140 billion short, I guess.
Yeah, and remember, they're banks who borrow at one rate and then lend at another. So that's $140 billion they owe to other people. So Greece may end up wiping that debt off its books, but that debt still exists. And now the banks have to find a way to pay that money back to their depositors.
And they don't have that kind of money, I'm sure, lying around.
Well, we're not sure. You know, some may not. We're going to have to see how much money those banks have in reserve. And if they don't have enough, then there's a real danger they could start failing. You know, runs on banks, that kind of stuff. And then it could be Lehman Brothers all over again.
That's pretty depressing, Patty.
Yeah, I'm sorry, mate.
Hadn't stopped me, though, from wanting to get my own haircut. Hey, Matt, just 10% off the top?
Why don't we take a little bit off the sides as well?
Oh, no. I don't like that thing.
Patty Hirsch and our barber, Matt. We have a video of my haircut adventure, by the way, at marketplace.org. Let's do the numbers. Markets are mostly mixed right now in Europe. In Asia today, a far different story, though. Markets plummeted. The Hong Kong stock market lost more than 5% today, 5.25%. Here at home, we'll get the latest on the job market this morning. The Labor Department releases new unemployment claims for last week, and the Commerce Department details international trade for September. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 389 points, more than 3%, to close at 11,780.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk. Since 1923, committed to diabetes care and areas of unmet medical needs at novonordisk-us.com. By MassMutual, offering business owners financial guidance for the long term. Information at massmutual.com. and by Money Magazine's Take Charge Live, a series of events designed to help you take charge of your finances, November 16th at Boston College. Registration at moneytakecharge.com.
Well, regardless of the final outcome of the NBA labor negotiations, basketball legend and current Charlotte Bobcats owner Michael Jordan could end up taking a big hit to his superstar image. Sally Herships explains.
To basketball fans, Michael Jordan is a genuine hero, possibly the greatest player of all time.
A lot of that was certainly due to his determination and focus and leadership on the court.
Kenneth Shropshire is director of Wharton's Sports Business Initiative. He says Jordan took his skills with him when he moved from player to owner. But while Jordan was tough on the court, at the bargaining table, he's seen as ruthless. Wizards player Nick Young even tweeted that he won't wear his Air Jordans anymore.
Michael Jordan always wanted to win at everything, no matter what side of the debate he's on.
Victor Matheson is a sports economist at College of the Holy Cross. He says wherever Jordan is, he's always been known as a tough negotiator, cutting great deals for himself.
As of last year, he was actually still the highest paid basketball player in the world, despite having not played in almost 15 years.
But Matheson says the longer Jordan is away from the game, the harder it will be for him to maintain his brand, especially if players stop wearing his shoes. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Finally, sometimes things just work out for the best. And by best, I mean Best Buy. The electronics retailer was interviewing someone for a job at a store in Pennsylvania, but the manager decided not to hire the 23-year-old. Something told him he wasn't the right person for the job. Turns out, on the very same day of his interview, surveillance cameras caught that job applicant stealing an Xbox system by shoving the game console down his pants. Pretty smart guy. Except, oh yeah, he had just applied for a job, and on that application was his address, where police arrested him 2 days later. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
All right, pardon the dated reference, but over in China, it's all about the Benjamins when it comes to getting a good education.
You just give them that list of schools you're interested in, and they will do it for you. They are not ashamed of doing this. You pay them, and they get it out for you.
I'm Kai Rizdal, wanted Chinese students for universities here in the States. The story next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.